The Michigan Ag Today podcast brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, michiganmediates.org. The challenges facing a skinny farm bill. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. We're just a little more than 2 weeks away from the deadline that lawmakers have to either pass a new skinny farm bill or keep kicking that same can down the road and continue to extend what's left of the previous bill.
Well, the kicking of the can, so to speak, is entirely within the realm of possibility.
And that's Ted McKinney, CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, or NASDA for short. He says there have been a lot of outside issues facing your lawmakers on Capitol Hill to keep a new skinny farm bill from becoming a priority.
Our best hopes, as an eternal optimist, would be that both the debt ceiling and farm bill could get resolved. But that's really, really heavy lifting when the numbers between the chambers and between two parties are so, so extremely close. And then on at least Farm Bill 2.0 this time, it's going to take 60 votes. This would not be a reconciliation type vote where it's simple majority.
He also says that it's quickly becoming too tight of a window to try and pass a new bill.
When it gets this tight, when there's so much going on, and then throw on top of that other things like the strife in Ukraine, all of that, it makes for a very congested availability of floor time to get things done.
But McKinney says the current state of the farm economy may have to force the hands of your lawmakers to make a new skinny farm bill a priority after all.
I never wish the difficulties of the current farm situation. I'd never look at that as a positive, but I hope that legislators on both sides are looking at the strife of our farmers right now, and we'll find a way to get this farm bill done as soon as possible so that there's certainty. There's so many uncertainties in agriculture and farming in particular. Let's bring some certainty, but boy, it's going to be difficult.
Read the full story at MichiganAgToday.com.
Hi, I'm Jan Motz with M&W Seeds. As a farmer-owned company, all of us at M&W Seeds understand the importance of offering other Michigan producers very high-quality seed at the lowest cost possible. That's why M&W Seeds offers growers more than 30 corn hybrids and 8 soybean varieties. Our product line is selected for Michigan and grown in Michigan for Michigan growers. M&W Seed, where farming is an honor and passing on the knowledge is priceless. Check out our products at mwseeds.com.
I'm Ben LaCrosse from Leelanau County and president of Michigan Farm Bureau, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Another week of mostly dry weather settling in over Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with a look at that Michigan Ag weather update. We are fully dry for the balance of today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. We do have a minor disturbance Wednesday, Thursday, trying to come out of the Arrowhead of Minnesota into Lake Superior, and I think it drags across parts of the UP, but this thing does not sag southward at all. I'm looking for us to be completely rain-free across the state of Michigan until we get into the late week and weekend. Even then, it probably will be closer to Sunday morning to midday before hit-and-miss scattered shower action really can take hold, but once it starts, we'll see that through the end of Sunday. I think we have to deal with a little bit of moisture Monday morning, and then we'll take a couple of days to pause before a cutoff low slowly but surely works its way out of the Missouri Valley and into the eastern Corn Belt. I think for the rest of next week, we could see some moisture rotating up from the south, but it's going to be spotty, so I won't wave the all-clear flag in any area for the week next week, but I'm not saying we're going to get overrun with moisture either. I think most of the big moisture for next week is going to be settling into southwest Michigan, maybe south-central lower Michigan, and the rest of us may just see an on-again, off-again shower here and there. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
When it comes to their customers, Seed Genetics Direct can be a little nosy. They want to know where you live, your farm's geography and soil type, and even your environmental challenges. After all, Seed Genetics Direct uses more than 40 company-owned and third-party research locations throughout Indiana and Ohio to test their corn and soybean lineups. And with that many research locations, there's at least one similar to your farm that will help Seed Genetics Direct guide you on the path to growing success. Value, knowledge, performance. performance. It's in their genetics. See Genetics Direct.
As we take a look back now at Friday's grain and livestock markets, we check in now with Andy Eubank and with Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. They also took a deeper dive into the USDA WASDE report that was released at noon Eastern time on Friday. Andy and Brian spoke about that report before the close of trade Friday afternoon.
USDA September crop report, Brian, and as you and I speak near the end of the trading session, we have a bounce in corn and beans. Both markets higher before the report have grown a little bit from those positions since the release. Take us inside that USDA September update, which didn't damage corn and bean markets.
Thanks for having me, Andy. Yeah, at the end of the day, as it were, we had ending stocks for corn just down fractionally where they were in August, 2110 versus 2117 last month. USDA did increase the planted and harvested acreage by corn. It's the highest harvested acreage for corn projected since 1933 now at 90 million acres. But they did lower the national average yield by 2.1 bushels per acre. So we did see that the national production only increase about 70 million bushels from what it was in August. So at the end of the day, again, ending stocks were just fractionally lower than what they were in August. For beans, fractionally higher than what they were in August. We saw a slight increase in harvested acreage, and they did increase the crush for 25-26, but they offset that by a reduction in exports for 25-26. So we had 300 on the carryout for beans for 25-26, 290 in August. I think when the dust has settled here, Andy, the market's going to come back to trading yields. I think we're going to look really closely here at the results as we get further into harvest here. It sure looks like it's going to be a warm, dry weekend here. And it looks like we're going to make a lot of progress. So we'll start to get some concrete numbers there. A lot of variability east to west, a lot of variability. Some areas disappointing, some areas in the west, very, very good. So we're just going to have to be patient and let that play out. But the only other wild card I'd encourage your listeners to continue to monitor, Andy, is the trade situation. We're into the new crop year without a trade deal to China. And sooner or later, the bean market is going to be potentially very volatile to the upside or the downside.
A check of your grain and livestock markets are coming up.
There's only one silage brand that's been raising the bar for over 30 years. There's only one silage seed lineup that's been designed, selected, and tested for optimal performance in Midwestern soils and conditions, and enjoyed by millions of cows across the region. You might be hearing about a lot of newcomers who promise more milk per ton and more tonnage per acre, but there's only one you should trust. Dairyland Seed High DF. Discover the High DF difference at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Settlements from Friday, December corn up 10 and a quarter to 430. March corn 10 cents higher, 447 and a quarter. November and January beans both climbing 12 and three quarters on Friday. November at 1046 and a quarter. January 1065 and a quarter. December wheat up 2 cents to 523 and a half. October live cattle dropping $2.30 at $229.97. October lean hogs $1.05 lower at $97.12. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest Michigan farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.